The biggest prizes in American children's literature were awarded today. They are the Newbery Caldecott Medals, presented by the American Library Association, to the best author and illustrator of children's books. NPR's Shirley Jihad reports.
More than 1,000 people, mostly librarians, packed the hall at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center, eager to hear the announcement.
And now, the winner of this year's Newbery Medal for the year's most distinguished contribution to American literature for children in 2000 is Richard Peck.
Peck's book, The Year Down Yonder, is a story told with great humor and vivid characters. It's about a 15-year-old Chicago girl sent to rural Illinois during the Depression to live with her grandmother.
A grandmother who turns out not to be the saccharine and cloying granny of children's picture books, knitting by the fire. Far from it. This grandmother returns fire on Halloweeners and is up to all kinds of strange tricks that make her the town character.
Peck says he likes to feature elder characters in his works for young people.
It's a story about a girl learning how to become a woman from a strong, older female figure in her life.
This book is the continuation of A Long Way from Chicago, the story by Peck that received a Newbery Honor, which is like a second-place award. Peck, a former junior high school teacher, is precise about how long he's been writing.
Since May 24th, 1971, after seventh period, that was the day I quit my teaching job. To go home and try to write just one novel my former students couldn't call irrelevant. And that was 30 years and 30 books ago.
Now he's won the top honor in children's books, one that some say even beats the Pulitzer. Eden Ross Lipson, New York Times children's book editor and author of the New York Times Parents' Guide to the Best Books for Children, says Newbery winners wind up in every library in the country, in effect making the authors immortal.
Because the selection is made by a committee of librarians, there's a guaranteed sale of 100,000 copies in hardcover in the first year, and they tend to stay in print forever.
Another good thing about the Newbery Award is how it can help get and keep young people reading. At St. Patrick's Episcopal Day School in Washington, D.C., librarian Jean Barkeen tries to get her sixth graders to read more books by forming their own Newbery Committee.
And they have to read three each to be on the Newbery Committee, but for example, Sam right here read 11. And each child on the committee stood up and talked about the book that they wanted to nominate for the Newbery this year. At the end of it all, we voted.
Even after they voted, the kids still rooted for their favorites to win the actual prize.
Fever is going to win.
Silent to the Bone has the best plot. It's going to win.
Debbie Coe is going to win.
Because of Winn-Dixie.
You kidding me? It's the Wayfinder and the Boxer.
While the kids didn't pick this year's top winner, several of their choices did make this year's Newbery Honor List. 12-year-old Bianca Thompson Hargrove was happy her favorite, Because of Winn-Dixie by Kate DiCamillo, made that list. Bianca says she related to the little girl in the story.
Opala's mother died when she was like five or something. My dad died when I was three. So I knew what she was going through, and so it kind of made me feel happy, that someone was going through the same things as I was going through.
Pictures as well as plot often draw younger kids into a story. Today, the ALA also awarded the prize for children's book illustrator. David Small won the Caldecott Medal for his sweeping pages and lined characters drawn almost like colorful political cartoons in So You Want to Be President. The ALA also presented awards to author Jacqueline Woodson for Miracles Boys, a poetic narrative about three brothers struggling with the death of their parents. And artist Brian Collier won for his pictures in Uptown, which takes readers on a tour of Harlem. These two books won the Coretta Scott King Award, particularly significant on this Martin Luther King Day. Shirley Jihad, NPR News, Washington.